Blog Talk Radio.
Today's topic episode 13. Today we're going to be talking about depression. Everybody deals with it. So, before we start, you can add me on Twitter. My Twitter is come to Beepy's World. That's COME, the number 2, FDFDWORLD. And you can also find me on YouNow. I made a video on YouNow. That was yesterday. My name on YouNow has come to Beepy's World. I have an Instagram that's come to Beepy's World podcast. So you can find me on there too. If you want to call in, the number is 347-934-0267. I wrote a little something before we talk about depression. I wrote a little something. If you don't get to watch my video, let me see. Gotta find it. Okay. It's called I Don't Need or Want Another Parent. Supposed to be kind of a poem slash topic. Okay. Here we go. I don't need or want another parent. What I want is a partner, someone to share my life with and treat me with love and respect, a little honesty and loyalty. Listen to me and make me smile when I'm having a bad day or feel like crying. Make me feel safe, cared about, and wanted. Inspire me. Give me everything that I could ever want or need. And I'm not talking about material things. A partner that can show me things I never seen before. Someone who knows mental, but understanding. Someone doesn't try to boss me around and tell me what to do. Someone doesn't walk behind me to try to watch me. I want someone to walk beside me. Someone doesn't try to tell me what to wear, when to go to sleep, and where, and what to eat. Someone easy to talk to and not have to watch what I say all the time. I don't need someone acting like they own me and control me. What I want is you to trust me. Someone who's funny and a good sense of humor. Not someone who is mean and rude. So I don't need or want another parent. Okay, that was that. Now, we're going to talk about depression. Okay, let's get started. Depression doesn't make you who you are. It doesn't own you. It surely doesn't have to control you. Depression can make you feel sick and sad and pain and alone. It can really mess with your mood and your mind. It could have you doing things you never thought of doing or ever put in a position of doing. It can make you feel tired and sleep a lot. and loss of appetite, or it can make you eat a lot, enough to gain a lot of weight. It's really not a good idea to try to deal with it by yourself. It's better to get help. Whether you go into an online support group or find a professional to help you out. And listen, there's nothing wrong with getting help. Believe me, I used to think I was strong enough to handle things all by myself. I thought it would make me feel like I was weak, but I was wrong. It takes a strong person to ask for help. I know that now. I'm taking steps to better myself so I can have a better future. Depression can make you feel like your days are gray. If it gets worse, it would seem like black. Also, can take your energy and your passion for doing things. For things you enjoyed and your passion, and take your passion and fire for life. Okay, this is when we usually take a small break, and then we finish, and we get back. So, okay, so take a small break so you can either type something into the chat room, or you can call in 347-934-0267. And if you call in, don't forget to press 1. So just give me a minute.
Okay. Yeah.
I do have to put some more songs on here, but I will do that tomorrow. Just give me a minute. I thought I had more on here. I guess not. I'm gonna try this one. That song ain't playing so well. I'm gonna have to redo that. So you can go check out my video on You Now. I also have a YouTube account. It's on coming to my Fifi's World podcast. So you can check that out. Or you could just Google my name. You can either Google Coming to Fifi's World, and there's probably a list of websites that you can catch me on. You can also email me at comingtopeepeesworldpodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or you need to talk about something that you're not comfortable talking about online, or if you have any topics, you can do that. You can leave me a comment to let me know how you like the show on here or at the Facebook that's coming to Phoebe's World Podcast. You can contact me on there. I will check it. So there's a lot of places you can reach me and contact me. I am here to listen, to help, and talk about different topics. Even if I'm not on here, you can always contact me. So the number 347-0267, and don't forget to press 1 if you want to talk. If not, you can just call the number and just listen. You don't have to press 1. You can just listen. Okay. Let's get back to it. Let's see, where did I leave off? Because I don't know where I left off. I just had it. Okay, I got it. I left off where it can also take all your energy and passion for doing the things that you enjoy and take your passion and fire for life. Depression can make you feel like you're stuck. Feel stuck. There's no way out. But there is absolutely a way out. Don't give up. You can win. You can win the fight. Have some faith. Get some help. And surround yourself with people who care and love you and support you. They will help you through it. They'll make sure that you'll find the right type of help. Even if you need to just listen, somebody to listen to you, make sure you find the person you trust who would listen and not just judge you, but just to listen to you. like, sometimes when you find somebody and you think they're going to just listen, and you tell them, oh, I'm going through a certain problem, and I need you to listen to me. I just need a talk. I'm feeling down and stuck, and like I'm just out of it, feeling like I'm depressed. And then the person, maybe up there, will just get over it, get past it, don't think about it, let it go. It is not that easy. They're not listening to you. So you make sure you find a person who would listen. And they'd be like, what you got to be depressed about? You don't got nothing to be depressed about. You're living, ain't you? You got everything you could ever want. Material things don't make you feel better. You got all the money, all the things in the world, and still be depressed. If you haven't noticed, most of the famous people, what do you think is going on? They famous and they don't got nobody to talk to. The people that they're surrounded by, they're not their real friends. They're just there for the fame, the money, the lifestyle. They're not real friends. So then, they get so lonely up in a big old mansion surrounded by people. You can be in a room with 1,000 people and still feel lonely. So they feel lonely and then they get depressed. They start turning to drugs to either fit in, to keep from being lonely, and then what happens? They take so much, their body can't handle it. Nobody can handle a lot of drugs. A body is not meant to handle a lot of drugs. So it's like putting a bunch of poison in your body. That's kind of like playing Russian roulette with your life. You take too much, you're just gonna pass away. So make sure you surround yourself with people there for you, not for your money, not for your place to stay, not for using you. Depression is serious, but it doesn't have to control you. It doesn't have to own you and take your life. I watched this video last night. What was it the other night? the night before. It was this teenager. She had a mother and a father who cares enough who would do anything for her. She had a little sister too. She had people that care and love her. She even had one best friend. It was a guy, but he was her best friend. And she used to, it was like a high school, or was it a middle school? I think it was a high school. And she had, I guess she used to be hanging out with this group of girls. Like, it was three other girls. I guess they used to hang out all together. But they had a falling out. So they used to just, after the falling out, they just tortured that girl. They sent her all type of mean messages, text messages, leaving notes in her locker, telling her she should end her life, that she's ugly, she's stupid, and in the gym, like when they're changing clothes and taking a shower or something, they took her clothes and they pushed her into the shower. They just tortured her. They beat her up. They pushed her down. So her best friend, he had a little smart idea. He bought this like little spy cam. And it's like a little pendant, and you put it on your shirt, and people wouldn't even notice that it's a spy cam. Think it's a pendant with decorations. So every time those girls that be mean to her, she recorded on her spy cam. So one day, they pushed her too far. She couldn't take it anymore. So she went home. And she had the pendant spy cam still on her. She went to the bathroom. She got a bottle of pills. And she went back to her room. And she just sat there crying with a glass of water and a bunch of pills. And she sat there on the floor crying. How bad the girls treated her. She didn't want to tell nobody because she wanted to be a snitch, as they say, and end up making it worse. So she sat there and she took a half a bottle of pills and five or 10 minutes later, she was just laying there, not breathing. Happened her mother came up and, you know, just to see how she was doing and, you know, check and see how her day was. So she came, knocked on the door. She walked in a room, and she saw her daughter lying on the floor. She asked, "Say, what's wrong?" She looked at the bottle of pills laying there, and she called the paramedics. They rushed her to the hospital. I guess they had to pump her stomach, and she still wasn't breathing for a long time. Her parents, her mother and father, they was having such a hard time, crying and breaking down. And the doctors, they did all they could. But lucky that pulse started back beeping again, but slowly. And there was no brain waves. So they put her up to life support, and she was in a coma a couple of months. And the girls that treated her bad, they thought they got away with it. And people in the school, they were starting to find out that her best friend, he had the tape, the recording of what the girls did. It was police. They went around trying to find out why she did what she did and what happened. Because some of the kids, they was telling the school how the girls used to didn't like her. They treated her bad. But they didn't know how bad it was. But her best friend knew. It was a reporter came, a woman reporter, trying to find out what happened. So she came, talked to them, talked to a couple of kids in the school, and they talked to some of the girls that was treating her bad. But the main person that was treating her really bad, she talked to her. They found out how bad she was treating her. Her best friend, the guy, he went and gave the videotape to the reporter. And the reporter went to the mean girl house and showed her what she did, because she didn't know she recorded it. So she sat there and watched the video, how bad she was treating that girl to make her commit suicide. And she started to feel really bad and really guilty, and she kept crying and saying, what did she do? How could she do that to her? She felt so bad. And she kept saying, I want to say I'm sorry, but how can I? I never get to say I'm sorry. And I guess they're going to kick her out of school. So then something in the hospital almost happened. She almost died. The doctor's like, well, her blood wasn't doing good, and It was just messed up. Committing suicide is not the option. He shouldn't do it. But you know what? Out of all of that, the girl woke up. She actually woke up after so long being in a coma. She woke up. She still had the tube in her throat, but she had woke up. So, they didn't get to play all of it. It just stopped when she woke up. So, depression, it can be a thing that can drag you down, make you feel worthless. Make you feel there's no way out but to end it. And it makes you think the only way out is to end it. But you know what? That's not a way out. And I know there's one most loyal person in the world that can always talk to you. Well, you can always talk to and listen to you and be there no matter what. Whether you don't have nobody to talk to or you don't have anybody, there's one person that you can always depend on. And you know who that is? That's God. You can always depend on Him. You can make it through it. Talk to Him. He will help you through it. Just have faith. So almost time for me to go. So contact me and leave me comments. This is Coming to Phoebe's World podcast. I'm your host, Phoebe. So, I hope you enjoyed my podcast, my episode 13. Hope you have a good day and rest of the day, and good night. All right. Don't forget to leave comments. Goodbye. Have faith, love, and forgiveness.